Hey, it's Guy Raz here, host of How I Built This from NPR. How do you turn an okay idea into a better one? Check out the How I Built This podcast and my live conversation with Stuart Butterfield, founder of Slack and Flickr, as he explains the art of the pivot. Listen now.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 31st, starting with Drive-By Truckers and The Unraveling. This is Drive-By Truckers. The album is called The Unraveling, and this song is Armageddon's Back in Town. I've been following this band for more than 20 years now, Anne, and I always thought of them as sort of a party country band, but man, have they grown up.
The Drive-By Truckers started their career as a Southern rock band confronting what it meant to be all of those things. Southern rockers, a band. They have made many amazing records, very self-reflective, but fun, you know, crazy party band, yes. But as they have matured, they have become not only one of the fiercest rock outfits out there, but truly perceptive political commentators. And I didn't think they could top their 2016 album, American Band, but man, this one, The Unraveling, well, I know, Robin, it moved you.
Well, the whole album, I thought, was just brutal in its assessment of sort of where we are now in this country. Let's hear a bit of a song called 21st Century USA, 21st Century USA.
Out on 90, we might see you pass. We got coal and methane gas. We got jobs where the work is hard. Stores to max out your credit cards.
This is an album about staring headlong at rot. This is not an escapist album in any way, shape, or form, and it doesn't really let you look away.
Drive-By Truckers, a really powerful record from them. It's called The Unraveling. Let's go next to the singer Kesha. Kesha is back with a new album called High Road.
Kesha
on a really crazy song called The Potato Song Because I Want To, basically saying she just is going to do whatever she wants now from her album The High Road. It's hard to sum up the past 5 years of her career quickly, but in 2014, you know, she filed that suit against Dr. Luke, the producer, saying that he'd abused her for years. In 2017, she released the album Rainbow, and she wrote and sang about all the trauma she'd gone through and how she overcame it. Now she's back. And she basically says she just wants to enjoy making music and have a good time now.
You know, this record, as you said, this is more about embracing joy and silliness, but at the same time, you still have her somber side and comes out in songs like Resentment, which has Sturgill Simpson and Brian Wilson on it.
I love Kesha. I consider her an emissary from the world I want to live in, where outsiders make community, where there is no judgment about your choices. And I think this album is a very strong continuation of Rainbow, which presented this sense of being a survivor, but also this utopian vision of a world where the weirdos win.
You talk about Kesha's identity and how she has evolved over the last 5 years. She dropped the dollar sign from her name, but it's really interesting. There's a song called Kinky on the record that she says features Kesha with the dollar sign, as though she's like, I'm channeling my previous self just for this one track. And it's a fun track called Kinky on the record.
Yeah, this is a very, very, very smart person playing at being kind of dopey and silly.
Kesha is the singer. Her new record is called High Road. Let's go next to Torres, an artist we all dearly love. Torres is back with a new record called Silver Tongue.
Winter's cold.
This is Torres, the singer Torres. Her new album is called Silver Tongue, and this song is called Good Grief. And NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso joins us for this one. Hey, Marissa.
Howdy.
Torres has been on quite a journey in recent years.
We all fell
for her 2015 album, Sprinter, you know, which was sort of loud, aggressive rock. She's changed up a lot since then. Not everyone has come along for the ride. Tell us about Silver Tongue.
Yeah, so Mackenzie Scott, who is the person behind Torres, has been through quite a bit in the last few years. I talked to her about this record for the website, and she told me that she went through a period where she was kind of thinking about the political situation in the country. She had a lot of personal romantic turmoil going on, stuff happening in her family, and then she was dropped from her label, and she just kind of thought, like, do I even want to do this anymore? It is impossible to try to make a living as an artist. This is a crazy time. And then she decided that the only way out was through. And so she started writing again. And the result of that is this record, Silver Tongue.
Marissa, in your interview with Mackenzie Scott, you talk about her life with her current partner, Jenna Gribben. And this is an album about desire. This is an album about the rocking, rolling experience of desire. I love a line in your piece where she says, I wanted to make music that showed people that women can burn for each other. And
yes.
I feel that throughout this album, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an album where she's really forthright about her queerness, about the fact that she's in love with a woman. And she told me that Jenna Gribben is a painter, and living in a house where Jenna is painting and Mackenzie is making music, that has just like informed her process so much and really made her want to take risks on this album, which I think really paid off.
The song we heard, Good Grief, is a little bit more like what was on that Sprinter record. Let's play another cut from Silver Tongue so you can hear some of the other directions she's going in. This is called Last Forest.
How could I be neutral when you, who I've been waiting for, came in hot from the August night as I was on my way out the door?
A little glitchier.
Right.
Fewer guitars.
And Mackenzie Scott actually produced this record by herself. It was the first time where she produced everything on her own, no other producers. And I think you can hear in this record that she's like trying things out, trying out new textures, trying out new sounds.
Torres is the artist. Her new album is called Silver Tongue. And Marissa, stay with us for one more. This is Frances Quinlan. Frances Quinlan has a new record called Likewise.
And that's it.
will now have that little loop there stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Frances Quinlan. Yes, Frances Quinlan is the singer. Her album is called Likewise, and this song is called A Secret. We got to know Frances Quinlan as the front person for the band Hop Along, but here she is now with her first solo record.
Yeah, something that most people don't know is that Hop Along started as Frances' solo project. She put out a couple releases under the name Hop Along Queen Anslace, and then shortened the name, got collaborators, put out these full band records that are amazing. But the solo stuff that she did way back when is like very adventurous and kind of frantic. And I was interested when she announced that she was putting out a solo record to see if it would carry through some of that like adventurousness, some of that experimentation. And there is a lot of that in Likewise, but mostly I think what it does so well is that it strips away some of the louder parts of Hop Along so that you can really hear her voice, which is so unique and so beautiful, and the melodies that she writes, which I think are like, you know, some of the most interesting and unique melodies in rock.
Frances Quinlan is the singer. Her new album is called Likewise. Thanks so much, Marissa.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more album that we want to play before we take a break. It comes from the guitarist Rafiq Bhatia. His new record is called Standards Volume 1.
To the dark and the endless sky. And the first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trail.
This is Rafiq Bhatia, the guitarist Rafiq Bhatia, along with the singer Cecile McLaurin-Savant, and the record is called Standards Volume 1, and if you didn't recognize it, of course the song is The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I just kept thinking while listening to this record, I'm not really sure I've ever heard anything quite like this before.
Rafiq Bhatia, you might know him from a band called Sun Lux. A guitarist, composer, electronic musician.
I have not heard of Sun Lux. Robin, have you?
He's giving me grief because I talk nonstop about that band around the...
Oh,
around the,
oh my God. That's right. Well, I don't know, Robin. Was this totally different than what you loved about Sun Lux? I'm curious.
Well, okay. So first of all, Rafiq Bhatia is not a guitarist like any other guitarist you probably are used to listening to. His guitar is more like a living, breathing, supernatural creature. He is turning that machine into some sort of mythical beast. And so you hear him growl and twist the sonics in the most mind-bending ways on Sun Lux Records. But here, it is so much more present. And paired with these standards, I just find it kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, he takes a song by Ornette Coleman, Lonely Woman. He takes two associated with Duke Ellington. And then, of course, the song we just heard, which Roberta Flack made into a massive, iconic hit in the 70s. And he really takes them to another planet, don't you think? I can't wait to hear Standards Volume 2.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's going to be more. Rafiq Bhatia is the guitarist. His new record is called Standards Volume 1. We still have several more albums that we want to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Kay Buxbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments.
It's New Music Friday from NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 31st. We start the second half of the show off with Polizza and When We Stay Alive.
I guess I know what they are for. Can't say I blame me looking above the world. Cause I'm
the bass line that kind of walks down in the song reminds me a little bit of Portishead and her voice. Polizza, When We Stay Alive is the record. The song is Fold Up. And you know, when the first few singles from this record came out, I thought, oh, okay, I guess it'll be a pretty straightforward Polizza record, you know, kind of introspective synth pop. But the more I dug into the whole record, it's quite a bit grittier and dirtier and darker than what I normally think of from them.
Well, a lot of times when we're approaching a new record, you have the music, but and then there's also the story behind the music. And I think the story in this case really informs what we're listening to. Shani Lana is the lead singer of Polizza. And in early 2018, she was cleaning ice off her roof and took a terrible fall, broke a vertebra, hurt her spine, and had to be immobilized for a long time. And so about half this record was written before that accident, and about half of it was written afterward while immobilized. And, you know, keep in mind, like, she's a parent of young kids. She works a day job. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on in her life. And what ends up happening is you have this album that ultimately becomes about healing and finding strength and also just, like, letting go of your past. You know, so it's about processing trauma and dealing with it. And as always, you know, Polizza writes these beautiful, haunting, Portishead-y synth pop songs, you know, with that undercurrent of darkness to them. And it's a perfect vehicle for these reflections.
Polizza is the band. The new album is When We Stay Alive. Let's go next to the singer Sam Lee. Sam Lee has a really fantastic new record out called Old Wow.
Been a long time traveling here. Been a long time traveling here on my own. Been a long time traveling here below. Gonna lay this body down.
This is the singer Sam Lee. His album is Old Wow, and that's a version of the song Lay This Body Down. And a British folk singer who's kind of made a career out of reviving and reinterpreting ancient and traditional music, and he continues that on this one.
Sam Lee is such an interesting guy. I was just down at Folk Alliance, the annual world gathering of folk musicians. It was in New Orleans this year, and he was everywhere, just charming and wowing everyone. The story behind this record is Lee's continued commitment to connecting music to the earth, and in this case, confronting climate crisis. He aligns himself with a radical group called Extinction Rebellion. It addresses his deep concern about what's happening in the world by remaking these ancient songs, rearranging them, creating something completely new out of them that, you know, brings us back to the millennium, brings us forward into an age that where we have to really confront some frightening things.
I think this record is such a nice companion piece to that Bonnie Light Horseman record we talked about last week, about kind of updating ancient and traditional music in modern and evocative ways.
And it's so stirring. And I don't know, there's like a thread of horror that runs through this. And it's a very deep record.
Stirring is a good word for it. His voice is so pure and beautiful and real and honest. I thought, God, it almost hurts listening to this. It's so perfect. Sam Lee is the singer. His new album is called Old Wow. Let's go next to Sun Little. Sun Little has a new one called Aloha.
A child is born, in the small hours of the morn. If people stand and wait, welcome him with open arms. Oh, clever boy, just born,
don't know nothing.
This is Sun Little. The album is Aloha, and the song is Oh Clever One. He is an old school R&B and soul singer and guitarist from Philly who I think takes some wonderful chances on this one.
Yeah, I've been following Sun Little for a while. And, you know, he's always been doing this kind of like interesting, homemade, rusty R&B with a little folk and indie in there. For this record, he challenged himself by going to Paris and working with a producer named Renaud Letang, who's also worked with Feist and Manu Chao. I think it makes for his best record yet. The atmospherics on these songs, it's really interesting.
You know, sometimes limitations bring out strengths in interesting ways. And in the run-up to this record, Sun Little had a hard drive crash, but he basically had these very thoroughly constructed demos of an entire album, and his hard drive crashed and he lost everything. He just had to start over from scratch and wrote this record in 8 days. And this record feels less fussed over because of that, and I think it really works to his advantage.
Sun Little is the artist. The record is called Aloha. You want to do our lightning round now? We still have a couple other albums to play, but let's go ahead and do a quick run through some of the other notable releases for January 31st. Starting with Dan Deacon. The artist Dan Deacon has a new record called Mystic Familiar that Bob Boylan just played on the show last week. There is a new record from Lil Wayne that we have not heard yet called Funeral. We were not able to get any kind of advance on it. No singles, just a short snippet that was shared on socials. It's his 13th record called Funeral. And Freddie Gibbs and Madlib have a new one called Bandana Beats, which is actually instrumental versions of their 2019 album, Bandana.
Ben Watt of Everything But the Girl, and also he's had a great solo career, has a new one called Storm Damage. Dan Behar's Project Destroyer, one of his best, Have We Met? The legendary guitarist and singer Jose Feliciano comes back with Behind This Guitar. And I want to highlight a new guy. His name's Trey Burt, and he's a folk singer. I also saw him a lot at Folk Alliance. He is only the second signing to John Prine's Oh Boy Records in many years, and they are releasing his wonderful record, Caught It From the Rye. And if you like Bob Dylan, you'll like Trey Burt.
lovely folk pop group called Tall Tall Trees has a new album called A Wave of Golden Things. The pop star Meghan Trainor is back with a record called Treat Myself. Nena Cherry, who had a big hit 30 years ago with the song Buffalo Stance, the album that produced that song, Raw Like Sushi, is getting a 30th anniversary edition if the three of us would like to feel extra, extra old. And Square Pusher, an electronic act that's been around for ages, has a really fine new album called Be Up a Hello.
There's another great electronic record from the band Andrus called Joyful that is also out today. All those albums out now on January 31st. Let's play a couple more, though, before we go. This next one comes from the band Squirrel Flower. It's called I Was Born Swimming.
Bugs in the street light. Our time is over soon. In the street light, our time is over soon. Don't say that you love me, then make other plans.
Your lighters up. It's Squirrel Flower. The album is called I Was Born Swimming, and this killer cut is called Streetlight Blues. And NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna here for this one. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Robin.
You were on the show just last fall talking about a Squirrel Flower cut. The album is out now.
Yes.
Remind us who Squirrel Flower is.
Yeah, Marissa and I actually kind of fought for the rights to bring that song to the show, and I won. I'm not sure how, but this is the debut album as Squirrel Flower from Ella O'Connor Williams. It comes from her childhood name, so she's readopting something that she called herself or that she was called growing up, and she's from sort of a musical family. Her grandparents were classical musicians, her father was a performer and educator, and she herself already has this sort of rich musical history. She sang with a Boston Children's Chorus growing up, and she actually released music in high school on her own. She released EPs. So here she is coming into her own as Squirrel Flower, again, readopting that name. And what I love so much about this record is that all the way through, there's a really strong sense of place. So it opens literally with a song called I-80, which is the highway that goes from San Francisco out to New Jersey, so it cuts through the Midwest. And she went to college in the Midwest. She went to a school in Iowa called Grinnell. And I think that you get a sense of imagery throughout about driving. There's this reflective quality to the way that she's thinking about sort of adulthood and that experience of what happens when you've finished school, that you're coming into this lifestyle of, you know, 9 to 5, 8-hour work days, traveling to and from. Just the lived experience is something so different than I think that what you're accustomed to when you're younger. And throughout the way that transit's talked about, you get this sense of really just coming into that.
Yeah, restlessness. A record very much about restless living. You're like feeling stuck and the need to shake free. She sings at one point about realizing that she's not really getting old, but she's not getting
she's
any younger.
She's definitely not. She's 23 years old.
Well, yeah. But that's what she sings. She says, I'm not getting any older, but I'm not getting any younger either. And I think that, like you said, that early 20s feeling of like, I should be doing something. I need to break free of these patterns. Squirrel Flower is the artist. The new album is called I Was Born Swimming. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And from Squirrel Flower, let's go to our last one that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday. It comes from the singer Walter Martin. The album is called The World at Night.
Walking through the garden on a summer's eve, I saw a little black bird up in the locust tree. I sat up there beside him and he raised his head. He looked up at me and this is what he said. He said, "Tell me, Mr. Martin, why is the night so long? Why am I so scared? Am I doing something wrong?" I said, "Listen, little buddy," and I leaned down low. "Sit close to me, and I'll tell you what I know." I said, "Hey, Joe, you know no one knows nothing. Hey, Joe, we're all lost just like you. Hey, Joe, don't know where the world's turning. So hey, Joe, don't follow me, I'm following you."
Preach! Preach, Walter Martin! The World at Night is his new record. This song is called Hey Joe. I don't say this lightly. Whenever the state of the world gets me down, which is nearly constant, I listen to him and I always feel better.
Walter Martin from The Walkman, from yeah. Jonathan Fireeater, he's made children's records, and he's such a natural singer of songs to children. His songs have this sense of childlike wonder about them. This is not one of his kids' records. This is about embracing some of those same ideas when the world is burning all around you. Yeah. And man, every time I hear this guy, I think, yep, this is Robin Hilton. This is Robin Hilton music.
Well, he does. Wow. He finds a lot of beauty and wonder in just the smallest things in life, which I really, really love. But he does sing on the song "Hey Joe," the firm belief that really nobody knows anything and that we're all distracted by so much BS in the world that we can't focus on the things that really matter. And by the way, that whole song, a conversation he's having with a bird in a in a tree.
But, you know, there is a very personal, serious side to this album, which is Walter Martin's old bandmate, Stuart Lupton, the dynamic frontman for Jonathan Fireeater, passed away in 2018. And this set is dedicated to Stuart. So it's not just the apocalyptic state of the world that we're all freaked out about. There's a very personal sense of loss and living through loss on this album as well.
I think he's just magical. The World at Night is the new record from Walter Martin. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
And Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
A reminder to keep up with the latest from NPR Music by signing up for our weekly newsletter. It goes out once a week, and you can sign up at npr.org/musicnewsletter, all one word, music newsletter. To see a list of everything we played and talked about on this week's show, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You'll see a complete list there, and you can also listen to full versions of the songs that we played on Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music's New Music Friday playlist. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.